USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday is spending some time meeting with mayors of big cities. This as crime continues to surge across the nation. Before that meeting, the president also addressed the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage, Biden saying it's linked to supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic.
Everything from cars to dishwashers are delayed getting to showrooms and customers, just as demand for them is up because the economy is growing.
Adults 65 and older who aren't vaccinated are nearly 50 times more likely to be hospitalized. That's according to new data from the CDC showing hospitalization rates based on vaccination status. The CDC collecting the data between November and December when most cases were likely caused by the Delta variant. USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The Russian military is inching closer to Ukraine, and Republican members of the House and Senate are increasingly concerned about the risks of an action by President Biden. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart on Friday, Blinken explaining the U.S. and its allies will meet any invasion with swift, severe, and a united response. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, adding,
"The last thing the American people want to see is a war that undermines any of our interest in Europe. So we need to continue to provide the Ukrainians the weapons they need to defend their own country. And we need to make it clear the sanctions and other economic and financial consequences Russia will face if they invade Ukraine again."
A winter storm expected to affect millions of Americans in North and South Carolina over the weekend. The storm bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to areas like Myrtle Beach and Charlotte. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Thursday marked 1 year since President Joe Biden took the oath of office. Republicans have been critical of the president's agenda in the first year, and California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa says he doesn't think President Biden's policies are accidental on Fox Business.
A lot of people keep thinking, oh, he's out of touch. Poor Joe is so old. No. Joe Biden is doing exactly what he wants to do. He surrounds himself with people who support those policies, and those policies are destroying America.
A teacher shortage has one state calling on the National Guard to help out.
New Mexico has become the first state to ask National Guard troops to serve as substitute teachers due to the pandemic. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
It's not a recruitment tool for any state department or the Guard or anybody else. It's just a vehicle to make sure that schools can stay open.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
In a letter to fellow Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's much to do in the new year, starting with a comprehensive spending plan. The government runs out of money in mid-February without congressional action. Democrats will also be working on what Pelosi calls robust sanctions on Russia over its threatened incursion into Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.